Yeah, copy that. I just crossed Murphy Lake Road on the on 24 North here. So, yeah, you got good loud audio on your signal there. So, yeah, I can see where a beam would be a problem if you're trying to carry on a group with a few people or a conversation with a few people spread around the country. But yeah, this guy in his case, he's in Carroll and his son's in Lapeer, so he like to talk to him that way. So, but yeah, I like my 2-meter beam. I was talking to Lansing from Carroll on Monday night, so that was only on I don't know 50 watts or something, so works pretty good. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, WDMXL. Yeah, probably to get to my son on Simplex, I would probably need a beam. We tried it before we got our units. We thought 100 watts would easily reach each other, but it doesn't. So, you know, he can hear the repeaters real well. You know, like I was telling you earlier today, he's listening to the nets. And he has his radio in the barn. He has a little corner he set up, which is a nice table with all his equipment. And he has a scanner going all the time, that scanner I brought out to your house that one day. And holy cow, I'm just looking. All my power here, I'm drawing 20 amps. So he listens to things and records it. Well, now the fan kicked in, so that's what I do, too much talking, and my temperature starts to go up there. So, I got that power supply set up. I put those resistors in, boosted the voltage up. I think it's like a 14.2 or something, so that's pretty close to target because it's 13.8 plus or minus, was it, 1.15%, so like, I think the max is like 14.9 or whatever. No, 18 something, so I should be good.